Thank you, Madam President. Distinguished members of the Troika, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of our head of delegation, the Honorable Kasten Namra, I wish to convey our sincere appreciation for according us this opportunity to deliver these brief final remarks following the adoption of our draft report. The Marshall Islands stands committed to fulfilling its human rights obligations and will continue to ensure that the fundamental rights of its people are protected and promoted at all levels. As a current and first-time member of the Human Rights Council, the Marshall Islands will continue to seek avenues and opportunities to further enhance and strengthen our institutional capacity and capabilities by effectively participating in processes such as the UPR. Over its three cycles to date, the UPR has proven to be a key enabling factor in our ongoing efforts to achieve our international commitments and recognitions of our special requirements as a small island developing state. To that end, we remain genuine, not only in our desire to improve on our obligations, but also in our aspirations and needs to address and overcome challenges and disparities. With these in mind, the support of the international community has never been more crucial and necessary, especially during these extraordinary times of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are grateful for the positive recommendations provided by all the reviewing states that participated in the interactive dialogue during our review. Notwithstanding a few technical issues encountered during our review, we are and were able to engage constructively with all concerned. We received a total of 171 recommendations, all of which we have taken a position to further examine and provide responses in due time, but no later than when the Human Rights Council resumes for its 46th session in February 2021. It is worth noting that a fair number of recommendations entail careful consideration by our National Human Rights Committee through close consultation with the Cabinet and Parliament. With regards to recommendations for treaty ratification or accession, we can commit to considering and pursuing such actions through our constitutional process. Madam President, lastly, and certainly not the least, I take this opportunity to thank you, the interpreters, the members of the Troika, namely Australia, Mauritania, and the Republic of Korea, the Secretariat, for all the hard work you have rendered to the review of the Marshall Islands and the efficiency in which our review was conducted. I would like to also thank the UPR Secretariat, especially again, for their technical support throughout the whole process, culminating with the adoption of our report this afternoon. Kumultada, and I thank you.